stay standing for just one moment. It's wonderful to greet you today. I appreciate you. I'm Reverend Esther Robinson, and I will be your servant today. And that's what God calls us to be, is servants of one another. And each one of us is a servant of God. That's what we do. Plus, the way we serve God is what? Sharing love.
Yes.
Sharing love. We serve God and share love. And I am so grateful to you for your presence here on this glorious worship Sunday. Thank you. We want to greet one another with the peace of Christ. Let us do so now.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you, while we're standing and sitting down, we'd like to sing happy birthday to Mr. Jim Stowers. He was 86 yesterday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Good morning, Calvary.
Good morning. Good morning.
My name is Jamie Stowers. I got a green light. Turn me on. Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello?
All right. My name is Jamie Stowers, and I'm your lay servant for the month of June.
Amen.
We have a few announcements. We have a trustee meeting on Tuesday night at 6:30. We have our MYF on Wednesday at 5:30, choir practice 7, Bible studies on Thursday at 2 o'clock and at 7 o'clock. It's kind of the summer months. I know our 7 o'clock study is a little bit slack, so we're going to just be doing individual studies. So if you'd like to see, if you'd like a Thursday night Bible study, you're welcome to stop, do drop in. We're going to have just a different thing every night for a few weeks here till everybody can come back together. It's vacation time. All righty. The newsletter is out. I believe it's in the entranceway on either side or via email. If you'd like to get it via email, you need to contact me and make sure I have your email address. All righty. Andy.
I'll do it.
We'll have some opening words. If you look in your bulletin, it's going to go fast. You don't have a bulletin? It's printed in your bulletin. The dark words. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
Amen.
Now let's stand and turn to page 352 in your hymnal.
And let's sing, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
Is it on? Ah, okay. Now what we're going to do is I'm going to have you sit on the cushions because we've got to make space here. And we're going to do something different for our children's moment today. I'm going to invite our graduating seniors and Annette Jeffrey and Fran Ronan. Come over here and sit on the cushion, sweetheart, because we're going to be walking up here. There we go. And they're just going to stand up here and look pretty to everybody while Fran and Annette come up here. And I want these young ones to know that this is going to be them in a few years. It will not be long before these little ones will be standing up here in front of you doing the same thing that these young people are doing today. So Fran, tell us what who they are and what they're doing, and you can hand this out to them, okay?
Okay, I'm Fran Ronan. I'm the youth director and worked with the youth here for a while, and now all their hard work is paying off, and they're graduates.
Yay.
We just, yeah, give them, yay.
Yay.
I'm a sidekick, Mimi.
Thank you. Trelia Currens has graduated from Orange Park.
This is Trelia.
And she'll be joining the Air Force Reserve and majoring in Homeland Security.
Yeah.
He wasn't able to be here, but we want to recognize him, Connor McGee. He graduated from Middleburg and is working towards college to become a CNA.
Yay! Yay, Connor!
And Christine Locke graduated from Orange Park High School with a 4.0 plus GPA.
Yay!
Much like my top 82% of my graduating class, yeah. That never works. I'm going to give that joke up. And Christine is deciding between engineering program and the medical field. We'd also like to recognize Jabari Hunter. He graduated from Ridgeview High School. He'll be we need to rehearse, but... Eventually, he's going to be joining the Navy, working towards being a paramedic. when I was talking to Jabari about what he'd like to be said about him, he said, nice things. And you know what? There's basically nothing but nice things you can say about Jabari.
That's Yay. Right.
That's right.
And for that matter, there's nothing but nice things one can say about all of our graduates.
Yes.
We are exceedingly proud of all of you, and we know you have great things ahead of you. And now I'd like to share with you, with thanks to my colleague, Dr. Seuss, oh, the places you'll go, from here and from fro, wherever you roam, wherever you go, Calvary will always be your church home. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Before they go, I'm going to offer a prayer. But I want to say they're going to get Bibles as well. But we ordered them and it didn't arrive yet. So we have special Bibles for them that they will receive following this service. You want to say something?
I want to say one thing.
All right.
It's what I've said to my nieces and nephews as they graduated. Remember who you are and remember whose you are.
Amen. Amen. Let's bow our heads and pray. I am so grateful to you, O God, for these magnificent young people. We are so proud of them and we love them and we know how much you love them. May they continue to grow in your grace and strength and guide and protect them always in whatever endeavor that they become involved in, and know that they always have a place here that they can call home. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you. I'm so proud of all of you. And now, thank you. You can go sit down. You can go to children's. Oh, no, children's church today because it's communion. So just go sit back down. Oh, no candy. That's why they wouldn't sit down. All right, you can get candy. Come back. Come back. They can get candy. What the hey? Where's our candy? Where's our candy? We continue to worship our Lord with the giving of our gifts. I invite the ushers to please come forward for our tithes and offerings. Let us pray. We are so grateful to you, O God, for the many gifts that you bestow upon us. They are more than we can even name, but we lift up ourselves in deep gratitude for all your love and blessings, and pray your blessings upon each and every person here and on each gift that it may be used for your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Truth is hotter than a lie. The dark seems safer than the light. And everyone has a promise to hide. I'm a mess and so are you. We've built walls nobody can get through. Yeah, it may be hard, but the best thing we could ever do, bring your brokenness and I'll bring mine, 'cause love can heal what hurt divides, and mercy's waiting on the other side. If we're honest, don't pretend to be something that you're not, living life afraid of getting caught. There is freedom found when we lay our secrets down at the cross. So bring your brokenness and I'll bring mine, 'cause love can heal what hurt divides, and mercy's waiting on the other side. If we're honest, it will change our lives. It will set us free. It's what we need to be. So bring your brokenness and I'll bring mine, 'cause love can heal what hurt divides, and mercy's waiting on the other side. If we're honest. Yay. It's falling down. Thank you, Diane. That was beautiful. Let's give her another hand. Yay. I also want to mention that Connor came in, so we're going to ask Connor to stand real quick. Connor, do you mind saying hi to everybody so they can congratulate you? Yay, Connor. I know he's excited, and we already heard about his plans that Fran read for us, and we have a special gift for you. You have to see Fran afterwards and get your special gift just for you. Is it food? Oh, shucks. Wish it was. It's not food. Soul food. There you go. I want to recognize the hard work and effort of these young men and women that you met just a moment ago And as I mentioned, Connor McGee, Jabari Hunter, Christine Locke, and Trelia Currens are the names of our graduates. There was also one at the early service whom you probably don't know, and we were introduced to at the last service, named John Samangan. So he also will be getting a special gift from us as well in recognition of his graduation. They are in the process of making a major transition in their lives. Graduation is a sign of achievement and success, and we are so proud of them and congratulate them for work well done. As I mentioned, they will also be getting a Bible at a later date when we have ordered them and received them as a gift from us. And we hope they will use these Bibles, as it says in the Psalms, God's word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. That's from Psalm 119, the New King James Version. God's word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And we hope that they will use these Bibles, take this gift and read it, because the Bible can provide lots of guidance as they travel through life. I want to share with the graduates three thoughts from one verse of the Bible. I want us to look at Romans 8:28, which reads, "We know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose." From Romans 8:28. The first thought I would share with you is learn from life. Some people would try to read into this Bible verse an interpretation which says God works good into all things, but this is just not true. Not everything that is going to happen to you in your life is going to be good. Of course, those of us who've been around a few years, we know that already. All you have to do is look around, and you could see a lot of bad things happening in the world. I could give you a list of things, and you could probably give me a list, and they wouldn't even have to match, and they would both be true. But I'm not here to talk about the bad things that they'll experience. What I want to say is that whatever happens, learn from it. This world is full of good and bad things, and in all likelihood, you will experience both the good and the bad. But I want you to notice what the verse does say. All things work together for good to those who love God. I would encourage you to learn from all your experiences, both bad and good experiences. Learn from them and grow from them. The Apostle Paul, who wrote much of the New Testament, said also in Philippians, "I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am in. I know how to get along with little. I also know how to live with a lot. In every circumstance, I have learned the secret of being filled, and I have learned the secret of going hungry." And as you go through life, I encourage you to continue learning whatever circumstance you are in. Let me give you the important secret. Education does not stop with graduation. Life is the greatest classroom there is. Learn from it. The second thought I would share with you is like the first one. Learn what has real value. Some of you, and I know most of you, are considering furthering your education in some way or another. And I would definitely encourage you to do that. But first and foremost, realize that education is more than going to school. It is learning to treat others with respect, being honest, having a sense of integrity. It knows the difference between right and wrong, and when a choice must be made, it is choosing that which is right every time. Remember that your friends may come and go, jobs will change, and you may end up living halfway around the world, but there is someone who will always be with you wherever you go. And that someone is you. Honesty, integrity, and faithfulness are qualities that show your character. In fact, they are your character. So you need to live life so that you can look at yourself in the mirror and see a person there that does not stand ashamed of anything. If you mess up, and you will, admit it, seek forgiveness, and move on. So learn those things which are of real and lasting value. The third thing that I would encourage you to do is learn who God is. I'm going to read the scripture one more time from Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. God is mentioned two times in this verse. The first time he is mentioned, it speaks about our relationship with him. He is able to cause all things to work together for our good if we love him. God has created us, yes, to have relationship with other people, but he has also created us to have a relationship with him. And if I have a relationship with him, he is able to cause all things to work together for your good. What this tells me is that there are certain situations or circumstances that will come my way that I may not like. But if I have a relationship with God, I can gain from that experience. So I may feel down and discouraged. I may be disappointed or devastated. I may even feel dumped on or deserted by the world, but if I have a relationship with him, I can know with certainty that he can cause all things to work together for my good. Because of the relationship that I have with God, I can live a life of hope. Because I know that God is on my side. We all face trials and triumphs through life because that's what life is made of. But having a relationship with God can make all the difference in the world as to how we handle these trials and triumphs. Now, I wish that your cup will be overflowing with triumphs. But first and foremost, I wish you would build your relationship with God. For God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. So first of all, learn from life. The classroom is life. Learn what counts, what has real value. Be a person of integrity and honesty. And learn who God is and have a relationship with God. Let's bow our heads and pray. Gracious and loving God, I ask that you be with each person who is here. And may we all keep learning in life. May the world in which we live in be our institution of higher education. But especially today, as our graduates make this transition, I pray that they would continue to learn, and I ask your blessing on them. May they seek your face, may you walk by their side, and may they build a strong relationship with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I want to refer back to Diane's song. She gave me a great lead-in for communion this morning. Well, let me do this first. As we prepare to take communion, I always like to remind people that you do not have to be a member of this congregation. This table is not my table. It doesn't belong to the Methodist Church. It's God's table. And guess what? Everyone is invited to God's table. You don't have to be perfect. You don't even have to feel like you're any good, because God wants you there. God has invited you in particular to come to his table. You bring your brokenness, and I bring mine. And guess what? The body was broken so that we would no longer have to feel broken. We would no longer have to live in brokenness. But we are broken people, and so we need to come to the table. That's why we come to the table. So we can say, dear God, forgive me. So we can say, dear God, give me new life. Give me another chance. Give me hope. Give me something I can hang my life on that's other than myself. Give me yourself. And that's what he did on the cross. He gave himself for us. And that's why we can come. That's why all are invited to come. We all need it. We all need the hope, and we all need the salvation that only he can provide. On that night in which he gave himself up for us, Jesus took an ordinary piece of bread, and probably without even noticing what he was doing, he broke the bread and said, I break this bread for you with my body. This bread is my body, and I break it for you. When you eat this, remember what I have done and be thankful. Amen. On the same night, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks and blessed it, he said, this is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Drink this in remembrance of me and be thankful. The table has been prepared with the body and blood of our Lord. The choir will come and be served first, and then you will be guided by an usher to partake. And if you need to be served in the pew, I will bring communion to you in your pew. And let us go now to God's table and receive God's good gifts. Will you come?
Thank you.
I'd like to say thank you to Todd Smeltzer for being here for us while George is Todd and I work together in the Navy, so that makes it even more special that he would be willing to come and play for us. If you would please stand and turn to page 382 in your hymnal. Mr. Ron Coleman's going to make a quick announcement before we sing the hymn.
As the chairperson for the church's staff parish relations committee, it is not only my duty but my honor and my privilege to announce a wonderful blessing for our church. And that is, well, actually an announcement that should have been made a couple of weeks ago. However, it is my pleasure to announce this morning that Pastor Reverend Esther Robinson will be returning to us for another year. Amen.
Now, if you would stand and turn to page 382, we'll sing Have Thine Own Way, Lord. Have Thine Own Way, Lord, have Thine Own Way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after Thy way. While I am waiting, muted and still, have Thine own way, Lord, have Thine own way. Search me and try me, Savior, today. Wash me just now, Lord, wash me just now. Have Thine own way, Lord, have Thine own way. Wounded and weary, help me, I pray. Power of power surely is Thine. Watch and heal me, Savior divine. Have Thine own way.
Thank John this morning for helping us out today. John is doing a great job as our little acolyte, and he's waiting patiently for me to do the benediction.
Amen.
I am really glad to be your pastor. I hope you know that. And you know, there are always situations that occur that I will not handle perfectly. Gee whiz.
Gee whiz.
But that's right. Yep. Anyway, I love being your pastor, and I love being here at this church. You all make me look good.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads for the benediction. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, our heavenly Creator, the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit rest now and abide with each of you, and always go in His peace. Amen.
Amen.
Please remember to keep your Thursday.
I've never experienced the worst kind of anxiety. That's a miserable feeling. I lost a little weight, maybe. The upside to it. Fire George. Sorry,
Todd. No.
Well, I say get a new.
Wow.